Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:14. Look at you looking all festive.
If I can't wear my sparkle 94KX Christmas sweatshirt at this time of year, when can I wear it?
Well, yes.
I love it.
Is the office party today and nobody told me? I'm not invited.
Oh, no.
What are you all dressed up for? You look great.
Thank you.
You even have a Christmas hat on.
Yes.
It's very nice.
I wore this at the Susquehanna Valley Mall parade.
Yes, you did.
I just wanted to be a little festive on this Friday before the week of Christmas. And Christmas gets a week.
It does?
Mm-hmm. Just like
your birthday.
Just like your birthday. Well, it's Jesus's birthday, so Jesus gets a week.
Jesus gets a week. All right. It's my birthday, too. So what is it for me? Is it my birthday? Is it Jesus' birthday? Or is it Christmas week?
Well,
it all happens.
Okay, so technically yours is after Christmas. So you have to decide. And I know what I would decide.
All right. Well,
you get the week of Tom.
Okay.
I would not start my personal week until your birthday.
Which is on a Friday.
Exactly.
So that technically gives me till, let me count on the calendar, 1, 2, 3. It gives me till the 3rd of January.
Yes, so then that can be the week of Tom.
Oof, that's a lot of shenanigans.
And I fully expect that there be shenanigans.
I'm getting too old for shenanigans.
No, you're never too old for shenanigans.
I can't believe, and I'm not going to talk about it until I come back.
Okay.
But I can't believe that I'm rolling over another decade, just like the year is turning to 2020.
Mm-hmm.
I'm rolling over a decade, which really tells me I should retire.
No, but I'm having
too much fun.
No, here's the thing.
Right.
Like a fine wine, Thomas, you just get better with age.
Or a fine bourbon.
You want to be aged like a nice scotch?
Yes.
Or a whiskey, but you're not blended. You're the good stuff.
I'm the good barrel stuff.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I don't know how we got talking about, your outfit, yes.
Thanks.
'Twas the weekend before Christmas.
We're going to have to talk about this. There are some shopping deadlines that you're, if an online shopper, you really need to keep in mind this weekend.
Oh, because of shipping.
Yes.
Yes.
And there are time cutoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that we can discuss.
Right.
I mean, if you want to wait and procrastinate until the last minute, the last minute is officially Sunday at 2 p.m. for most online retailers, like the big guys.
All right. I spent a lot of time in Williamsport yesterday Christmas shopping. There are nice places there. I try to hit every town.
Mm-hmm.
It's so ridiculous, but I do it.
No, it's
probably
not
why I run out of time. But I got a special gift yesterday from the Williamsport Police Department.
Nice.
Hey, Williamsport.
I was going to say, was it left on your windshield?
Yes, it was a nice little gift. I guess Williamsport doesn't care that it's Christmas time. You still get a ticket. I didn't even look. I just got out of the car. I'm so used to Lewisburg and Seamless Grove and all the towns that Danville.
Oh, yeah, Danville, Bloomsburg.
So I just get out of my car and I go in the store. I come out, there's a ticket. I was like, what the
hell?
No
way. You have to feed the meter?
I guess.
What?
Yeah.
That is blasphemous.
Mean people out there. Mean.
Tisk, tisk.
Grinches. Grinches, all of them.
Anyway,
it's Blaze Hour in the morning with late night TV.
Some entertainment news. The movie Cats is about to hit theaters. I'm excited for it because it's the only movie where shining a laser pointer at the screen makes all the characters go crazy. The first reviews for the new movie adaptation of Cats came out yesterday. Reviewers gave it 3 Claritins.
94KX and a Christmas classic. I like that song just because they mentioned Pennsylvania. Perry Como, there's no place like home for the holidays. You are home, which is good. I still haven't figured out where I'm going.
Oh.
My family is a hot mess.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Are we going to the hyphenated city of Wilkes-Barre? Are we going to upstate New York? Or am I just sitting my arse in Northumberland, Point Township?
Did you decide, will you be headed north this weekend? I know you were talking about that.
Probably not now.
Oh.
It's such a hot mess. So when I hear Perry Como, there's no place like home for, I think, you know what? Maybe I should have been more like Laura, where her family lives close and everything's good.
I mean, I did live away for several years.
Good.
And then there's a big portion of the goods that live in Florida.
Do you see them all the time?
We try to.
But you don't.
But it's tough.
But
yeah.
The immediate. I mean, most of them are
I have 2 nephews in Florida that I would love to see more than once a year.
Overall, you're lucky.
Yes, I am.
To have everybody living close by.
Sometimes, though, it makes for a very hectic drive around the valley on Christmas Day.
Well, there is that.
Because Chuchi and Uncle Keith, being the two sort of like...
The young married couple with kids.
With no kids, yes.
Yeah, you guys have to travel.
We get to drive around, yes.
You have the away games.
Yes, we do have the away games. But that's why I throw the party pre-Christmas at my house.
Okay.
Like the pre-Christmas festivities occur.
All right. But I think my family... Trying to get them to plan things, probably one of my least
favorite things.
Traffic and wall-to-wall shoppers, sales clerks that need a swift bust in the chopper.
Hey.
Meanwhile, my car gets another door ding. These are a few my least favorite things.
There's a bunch
of another lame party with people from work.
Ooh.
The rest of the year, they're all really big jerks.
Well.
Grandmas and reindeer, Mariah and Bing. These are a few of my favorite things. From September to December, stress you cannot believe. But I'll forget all my least favorite things when I'm drunk on you.
Lighten up. In the morning. Oh, 'twas the weekend before Christmas. We're talking about family and all that stuff. A new study says you're officially done with your family by 2:13 p.m. December 26th.
Hey, you made it through almost a day and a half.
That's
a day and a half of Christmasing.
That's sad. You're done with your family the day after Christmas at 2:13 p.m. What?
I like my family.
Here are the top things that lead to that. I like my family, too, even with their little quirkiness. Criticism for being single or criticism on your relationship choices.
Oh, boy.
Ooh. Number two, criticism for how you're handling being an adult.
What?
I don't get that one.
So a lot of judgment is basically what we're saying.
Yes.
Sure, okay.
Three, stress over cooking. So when they come to your house, they'll actually say they don't like what you made?
That's rude.
Yeah, it is. Number four, bad presents. I have a terrible poker face. I am the worst. Last year, my mom gave me like a really tight, silky shirt.
I recall. I remember.
I was like, oh.
Thank you.
Number five, arguments over board games. See, we don't even play board games at Christmas. Arguments over board games. That's number five on the list.
Does Monopoly really matter all that much?
I know that some of the nieces and nephews in my family, one person brings a brand new game every year.
Yes, and then they play
whether it's a computer thing that you pass around or a card that you stick on your head and everybody could read it except mm-hmm. you. That kind of silly stuff. And as they get drunker, it gets funnier. Anyway, number six, arguments over politics. That could be a big thing this year. So don't make it one.
Yeah, let's just keep politics off of the Christmas conversation list.
I keep it off the list, period.
All the time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, thank you.
Had a bank teller tell me a few things the other day. I was like, what?
I know you told me about that. Let's just move on. We don't need to be sharing. No, we don't need to be sharing.
Number seven, being hungover.
I mean, 'tis the season to get some Pedialyte and suck it up.
There it is. Number eight, getting yelled at for not helping around the house. Well, if the whole family's together and you're just plopped on the couch watching the ball game, yeah, that's going to happen. Somebody's going to say, hey, how about helping out?
How about help out? Do some dishes.
Yeah, do something. Babysitting everyone's kids stresses you out. I don't get that either. I love little kids, especially when they're not my own. I'm like, hey. And finally, arguments over what to watch on TV. That does happen at my mom's house occasionally.
Oh, okay, because of the differences in, like, team support.
My mom wants the Hallmark Channel on all the time.
But you want football.
My brother-in-law my mom hides the remote. And my brother-in-law's, like, looking under cushions and stuff.
Oh, jeez.
He's, like, addicted to the Big Ten Network.
Okay.
Because he's a Penn State addict. But so, like, he'll be watching, like, Penn State women's volleyball or something. He'll be like, really, Frank?
Oh, I was like moving more towards like on Christmas and New Year's, like it's all about football and bowl games.
And that's where the argument's coming. I'm like, why are we watching this?
Yeah.
There's an NFL game on. I hate the NFL. Once a player leaves college, there's no use. What?
Oh, so he is a big NCAA supporter.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, sure.
So, and then my mom wants Hallmark on. I want football on. Frank wants the Big Ten Network.
I'm trying to think.
So that one I could, that's number 10 on the list. That's probably number one on my list.
I guess, see, here's the thing. There's always an activity when my whole family is together, and the activity is typically skiing. So like, and then at night, it's more
skiing
like we just,
in the dark?
We no. just put on, oh. we just put on a movie.
Okay.
And people will kind of grumble about the choice of movie. And now it like now we have to be mindful of the kiddos around because mm-hmm. we want to make sure that the movie's okay.
Yeah.
But I mean, there aren't too many arguments because I'll watch Frozen or any Disney movie. It really doesn't matter. I love those films. We watched Beauty and the Beast last Christmas when we were up at...
Really?
Yeah, when we were up skiing.
Yeah.
And like the original animated, the whole family sat down and watched Beauty and the Beast.
Do you have cable?
No.
Boy, I'd be going to a bar to watch a football game. I'll be back.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happens. Or else people drive in separate cars, like we all go to dinner together, and then yeah. it's like, okay, the older ones, okay, we'll be back. We're just going to go on like a 7-winery tour right quick.
There you go. December 26th, 2:13 p.m. You will have had enough of your family already.
Can you make it till then?
I can. I think that's sad.
Yeah, that seems too short.
Give me till at least the 27th. Ask the expert. In the morning, 7 o'clock news coming up next. A check on sports with a sports center in AccuWeather with some guy that talks way too long. What else do we have coming up? We have the grand prize drawing for downtown Lewisburg.
I have it in my hand.
It's in that envelope. And it's written really large.
$100 worth of downtown Lewisburg gift cards mm-hmm. for you to use wherever you want.
And if I won... Say, for instance, I mm-hmm. want in about 15 minutes or whenever we do it. I would get to the radio station as soon as I could to pick it up because I would use it tonight in downtown.
Tonight and or tomorrow night because yep. tomorrow it's last minute shoppers night. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the merchants are staying open extended hours in downtown Lewisburg, just like all throughout the valley.
There you go.
Sales Grove, Danville, Bloom, et cetera. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, people have extended hours to make it easier for you to shop locally.
There you go. And I think we have some more stocking stuffers from BJ. So stay with us. That's coming up. Did you watch the Miss America pageant last night? Hello? I thought we don't do that anymore.
Is that, I thought one went away. Was it Miss Universe that went away? Seriously.
And I know the Victoria's Secret show went away. Maybe I'm confusing the two. I don't know.
I did not.
But there was a Miss America
Victoria
pageant.
Victoria and Camille, the moment of truth has arrived.
Ladies, the new Miss America is Camille Schreiber, Virginia!
Oh, Miss Virginia! Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus, and he just gave you the Miss America pageant title for 2020. I don't know anything about it. I didn't watch it. If I knew it was on, guess what? I still wouldn't have watched it. Tom and Lori in the morning, and that one was texted in. That song is so silly, stupid, funny. I actually enjoy it.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Are we going to sing a little Charlie Brown now?
No, I just like this music.
Oh, okay.
We want to tell you we will find out who the winner is for the shopping spree in downtown Lewisburg
yes.
coming up this hour.
Shortly this hour.
And I don't want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't really want anything for Christmas. However, if someone says, I don't want any presents, what do they really mean, Laura?
They probably just want one thing.
Okay.
But maybe they mean it.
12% of people say that someone who says they don't want any presents, it means they'd be unhappy if you got them something? I think it's just the opposite. You know, that opposite, that whole reverse psychology thing. Don't get me anything. Don't fuss. And then you don't. And they're like, oh. Well,
see, I think what you do with a particular individual like that is you always just have one gift, just one, something okay. small. It could be homemade. It could be just a simple bottle of wine or a gift card, but you have something small.
23.
Well, you said you didn't want anything, but here's a gift card.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Keep something handy mm-hmm. then?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to give you yours once you see them pouting. Is that what you do?
No. You just say, you said not to get anything, but I did anyway. Enjoy.
Okay. That's probably better than sitting waiting to see if they're moping in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
23% of us say that person actually does want something. They're just saying that they don't, and they would be upset if you don't deliver. I don't mean deliver as in delivery. I mean give them something. I think it's all way too complicated.
That's why I like a good homemade gift. Something that fills your belly or fills your cup.
And you do well at that. Last year, if I remember, everybody got a little mason jar.
They did indeed.
And we all unscrewed the lid.
And it took a little hoot.
And we said, Christmas time is here. For KX Flashback Friday, can you remember way back into the 70s, they called themselves Heatwave with the Groove Line? The toll-free Ford Fun Line is open for your requests, 1-800-326-94KX, or go ahead and text them in a late-night soundbite from last night.
Tom Brady, you know Tom Brady, he was not selected to the Pro Bowl for the first time since 2008. Yep. Patriots owner Robert Kraft said, hey, if someone needs a pick-me-up, I know just the place.
It's Flashback Friday on 94KX.
Oh, Christmas classic.
What's new in theaters this weekend?
What's new in theaters this weekend?
This ain't gonna be easy.
Here's Movie Mike with the new movie rundown on 94KX.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing Helen Mirren and Ian McKellen in The Good Liar. People always say to me there are no movies for adults anymore. Here's a movie for adults that's actually really good. So if you're looking for an adult a movie appropriate for adults.
Yes.
The Good Liar, now playing at the Campus Theater. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. Here we are, Christmas weekend. So we have two movies opening today and then three opening on Christmas Day to talk about.
Okay.
The big one, obviously, is Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, which we've all been waiting for. Mixed early response to this.
I know. I saw that. Some people are really sort of bashing it.
Yeah. Really? Some of my fellow critics have not liked it. I'm seeing it today. I've talked to some critics who loved it and others who hated it. So sort of a mixed reaction there, but we'll see.
What's your gut feeling on Movie Mike?
I'm anticipating liking it.
Are you?
I mean,
okay.
You know what Star Wars means to me, but
I'll see it anyway.
I didn't like Rogue One a few years ago, so we'll see.
I love that.
Yeah.
I thought that was great.
He's got his Darth Vader sweatshirt on,
yes,
so he's good to go.
Yes.
He's good to go.
So that's The Rise of Skywalker. Also opening today is Cats, based on the Broadway musical. My high school English class took a trip to Broadway in the 80s to see Cats. What garbage. I mean,
Look at Laura's face.
The theater is a trash dump.
The whole play. Maybe it's because I'm a movie guy. I was so bored. I was like, this is terrible. You brought us all the way to New York.
I don't know
to
how
see
you
this?
Could be bored seeing that show.
Could this
Seriously.
Be the first time Laura ever tells Movie Mike, get out, get out?
I'm actually a little bit nervous about this movie because it kind of looks awful to me.
Well, the reviews are terrible. The reviews, embargo dropped last night, and the reviews are.
The show on Broadway, I saw it several times. I was very, very lucky to see one of the original cast when I was a child.
Yeah,
like I think I was 6 years old. It was amazing.
Hmm. Okay. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Okay. What else we got?
Okay, opening on Christmas Day, the animated movie Spies in Disguise. Will Smith plays a super spy who gets turned into a bird. My family and I got to advance screen this movie. It's really funny.
Oh, cool.
It's a really good animated movie for the whole family. Right. Also opening on Christmas Day is the new version of Little Women, directed by Greta Gerwig, who was nominated for an Oscar for Lady Bird a few years ago.
I can't wait.
I did not think we needed another version of this, but I screened this one in advance too, and I was wrong. This is a really good version. Men, don't be afraid of this movie. It's so good. The performances are great. Saoirse Ronan plays Joe. Just a great cast in that. And also opening on Christmas Day is Uncut Gems, the Adam Sandler drama, which I've also seen, and I'm going to give you an early review of that coming up in just a little bit.
And now that comes out today or on Christmas
Day?
That
opens locally on Christmas Day.
Locally
it's
on Christmas
Day. It's in New York and L.A. right now, opens here on Christmas Day.
Okay. All right. Come on back in about a half hour. We'll check you out.
See you then.
It's Blaze Alexander Forgier and
94KX. Flashback Friday pre-Christmas. That's got to be my favorite Christmas song. I don't know. Every time I hear it, I just tear up. There you go. Bing Crosby, David Bowie. Thank you, Natalie, for the nice text message on that. Christmas classics, whatever you got. We'd like to hear from you and play them on a Flashback Friday.
We will play them. We will poorly sing along with them in preparation.
We sang along with microphones off to that one.
We did.
Because we don't want to punish the audience.
Didn't want to spoil that one.
We didn't want to spoil Bing and Bowie.
Any of the silly ones, though, we'll sing along to with microphones on.
There you go. For the last 2 weeks, microphones on and off, we've been discovering downtown Lewisburg, whether we were late night shopping together, Laura, or giving stuff away on the air.
And we gave a lot of stuff away.
Thank you to the merchants of downtown Lewisburg. Hundreds upon hundreds of dollars worth of prizes were given away. And not only did they win prizes, but they qualified to win the shopping spree we're about to give away.
$200 worth of downtown Lewisburg gift cards are up for grabs. And I have the winner, randomly chosen, of course, from all of our qualifiers over the past several weeks. Super duper fun. Are we ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, boy. I hope she's listening.
Mm-hmm.
Suzanne Brown.
Suzanne Brown. Is she related to Parson Brown?
Possibly Parson Brown.
Parson Brown.
Over the hills and through the snow. Suzanne Brown to downtown Lewisburg.
Yay!
You go.
1-800-326-94KX to claim your prize. Suzanne.
Suzanne, good job.
Hey guys, it's Catherine.
And
for KX. Cool and the Gang, Hollywood Swingin'. We're playing some Flashback gems, let's put it that way. Thank you for the nice texting that's coming in. Are you having a technical difficulty with your Christmas hat over there?
I am.
Are you going to be all right?
I'm okay. That kind of hurt, though. It got stuck in my hair and my headphones.
Oh.
Ow.
She's going to take a moment.
No, I'm okay. I'm good. I can power through. It's fine.
Okay. You know what's really cool about today's Flashback Friday, besides the Christmas music we're playing, is people are responding back after we play the song.
I know. They really are appreciating it.
Thank you very much for playing my song, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas to everyone.
At 94KX.
God bless us.
And God bless us, everyone.
Everyone.
There you go. Just keep them coming. Keep the text coming in, of course.
You can always, the
toll free lines.
I was going to say, the Ford Fun Line is always open, 1-800-326-94KX. And you can call and request any song. We just had a great conversation with our friend Brian.
Yes, he's adorable.
He is.
And if you don't want us to sing along, we understand that too.
Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing The Good Liar. For Showtime's another information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. In Uncut Gems, Adam Sandler plays a New York City jeweler who caters to rappers, athletes, and rich people. He's just purchased a rare black opal straight from a mine in Africa, which he plans to sell off so he can repay his massive gambling debts. When NBA star Kevin Garnett asks to borrow it for a night as a good luck charm, Sandler reluctantly agrees. The rest of the movie tracks what happens when he has trouble getting it back and his debtors begin breathing down his neck. Watching Uncut Gems is like having an anxiety attack that lasts for 135 minutes.
Ooh.
I mean that as a compliment. The film keeps throwing new complications at its lead character, putting the opal further and further from his grasp and making the danger of him getting beaten up by the goons he owes money to more imminent. I mean, this is a drama about a guy trying to get a rock back, and it's more suspenseful than 99% of the actual thrillers Hollywood cranks out.
Ooh.
And here's something I never thought I'd say. Adam Sandler deserves an Oscar nomination.
What?
His dramatic performance here is literally the best thing he's ever done.
Wow.
The actor leaves all his usual mugging for the camera behind to do nuanced work as the panicking jeweler. This is a game changer for him. Stylish direction and atmospheric cinematography add to the overall effect. Uncut Gems is an exhilarating, electrifying tale you won't easily shake off. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 4 Boston Celtics.
Nice.
Because Kevin Garnett
is the guy who doesn't know sports.
Well, Boston Celtics.
The reason I know that is because I've seen the movie Uncut Gems. But he plays himself, and he's actually really good.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That was going to be my question. Is Kevin Garnett really Kevin Garnett?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's really him playing himself. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and they incorporate game footage from one of the championship games into the plot, which is really interesting.
Oh, wow.
So
what, like, when does this take place? Is it sort of present day?
A few years ago.
A couple of years ago during the Celtics' run to the playoffs?
Yes.
Okay. All right, yeah.
All right, that's very
cool. And even if you know the outcome, it doesn't really matter because this movie is so suspenseful.
Awesome.
So it opens locally Christmas Day. Highly recommended it. It's going to be in my 10 best of the year, so...
Kevin Garnett is best supporting actor?
Awesome.
He's really good playing. Not everybody can play themselves, you know. And
athletes absolutely suck as actors.
Yeah.
I mean, they try. Even when ESPN guys play the part of an ESPN guy in a sports movie, they're awful.
Well, and The Weeknd is also in this, playing himself.
Really?
And there's a scene where Adam Sandler and The Weeknd get into a fist fight.
What?
So if that doesn't sell you on the movie, I don't know what will.
The husband already wants to go see this. Like, I think I might get overruled. I want to see Little Women on Christmas Day.
Double feature.
They're
both good. They're both so good.
The Weeknd strikes me.
Are you listening, Keitho? Are you listening, Little Women?
You always get what you want anyway. We don't even have to campaign.
No, I compromise. I won't force him to go see that. I'll go with my mom later on. Seriously.
All right. You're coming back Monday?
No, I will be on vacation, so I will return 2 weeks from today.
But you can't be part of the Christmas Carol.
I know.
I couldn't top what I did last year.
He did Run DMC. Like, I don't think.
And he did it well.
He led with his best work. I don't know.
Have done that.
Yeah.
Well, you are Movie Mike, and it happens in the theater.
So 2 weeks from today. So will we see you on the 3rd or on the 6th?
On Friday the 3rd.
Okay.
Around that time, I should have my 10 best and worst list for you. So.
Very good.
Just in time for the new year. Perfect.
Yeah. You and your beautiful family have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Whatever you celebrate to you guys and
Thank you so much.
Ask the Expert is brought to you by UPMC Susquehanna, a new level of innovation and advanced care.
Here to answer your...
Nobody did it like the Drifters. Thank you, Brian.
We did not sing that one on air.
No, because a couple times I think I hurt something.
You did.
I think I sprained something.
Take a deep breath.
In the lower region.
Woo.
Absolutely love your contributions.
Great request, Brian. Thank you so much.
And thank you for the text. It's all coming in, man. Christmas is closer and closer every day. And the end of the year is closer and closer every day.
That blows my mind. I cannot believe it's almost 2020.
No, me either. Time has just flown. Time on this show has flown. We've been doing this 3 years already. The 3rd annual Carol Off happens on Monday.
Unbelievable.
It's become a Christmas tradition in a lot of households.
Yeah, we're going for a hat trick.
But back to the end of the year, we have something for you. It's called It's the End of the Year.
As we know it.
That's great. It starts with workers irate. Government shutdown means no pay. And Jussie Smollett's crime was staged. All about the Ukraine. Watch politicians churn Gaga and Bradley Singh. Brady gets one more ring. Green Book Academy. We work. Take another actor. Is a grabber. Swift and scooter fight. Song right. Sad to see a fire burning down the Notre Dame. Bunch of idiots. Storm area 51 site. Kevin Hart's buddy driving in a hurry. Made his hurry. Nearly broke his neck. White House team reporters hassled Trump. Twitter stopped Avengers Endgame. Billions. Uh-oh. Game of Thrones. Goodbye, Dragons. Rocks of Groomy said I do. Epstein self killed himself. Hong Kong protesting Nats win the World Series. Can't get a Popeye's chicken sandwich. Am I right? Right. The Democratic House chaotic far right. Trade fight that poor Peloton white.
It's the end of the year
as we know it.
It's the
end of the year
as we know it.
It's the end of the year as we know it.
It flew right by.
Do you feel fine, Tom?
I feel fine.
Still so slimy, Matt Lauer, Harry, Meghan, baby shower, Lion King returns. Watch California burn. Aunt Becky faces foreign World Cup winning. U.S. women, Lee and Miley separate. R. Kelly incarcerate. Whistleblower, baby Yoda, it clown the crown. Got me Disney plus plus J-Lo. And her rear reaches 50 years. White Kong replacing beer. And impeachment, and impeachment, and impeachment. Third time. Liberals in ruin and naughty conservatives on
what?
Facebook.
Hey,
fight.
What?
It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it.
I'm okay. You okay?
I feel fine. You okay?
Hella good.
All right. Let's do 2020.
One more time.
To those who died, we say goodbye. Like just well before his time. Talk about bounty hunter's wife. Grumpy cat out of lives. Nixon, Nelson, Lagerfeld, Rip Torn, Tim Conway, Luke Perry, Doris Day, John Witherspoon. A bust himself and kick the bucket. Have one check. Died.
It's the end of the year as we know it.
Grumpy cat ran out of lives? That's sad.
End of the year as we know it.
It's the end of the year as we know it.
And
it did fly by.
It flew by.
It flew by. I feel fine. Do you feel fine, Tom?
I feel fine. Thank you.
It's awesome. Blaze Alexander, Ford's year end tax eliminator. That's right, the time of year where we got to liquidate inventory or pay money to the IRS, and we'd rather give it to you than the IRS. Get into a new F-150 truck with discounts up to 50.
Flashback Friday, 94KX, when you're in love with a beautiful woman. Blah, 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 by Dr. Hook. Late night TV for the final time. We call it a flashback from last night.
According to scientists, a rare species of walking fish has appeared in Florida. To be fair, the fish only started walking when it realized it was in Florida. Oh, oh God, I got to get out of here.
Flashback Friday.
Flashback Friday, we said come up with some different Christmas music, and Jen, you did. Why can't every day be Christmas? Elvis Presley. And you know what? If every day was Christmas, we wouldn't have to worry about the shipping deadlines that I'm reading right now online. I mean,
I know them already.
You can't just order something and think it's going to get there by Christmas.
Here's
the thing.
Deadlines. I'm on Amazon right now, and certain things are either like out of stock or not in stock.
Well, there is that. Yeah.
So the shipping deadline, though, for Amazon, if you're a Prime member, is this Sunday at 2 p.m.
Okay.
For Walmart.com, if you're ordering, that is this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Okay.
For Target, it's right around this Sunday at 1:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Best Buy.
And this is for guaranteed delivery by Christmas
guaranteed
Eve.
Guaranteed by Christmas Eve.
I mean, you could go ahead and order anything you want past the deadline, but
sure.
It ain't happening.
Yeah. But this is like if you want to go and do some online shopping today, you're bored at work, and you're like, yeah, I'm just going to get on my cell phone.
Yeah.
I'm going to procrastinate a little bit, get some shopping done.
Best Buy is today.
Yes.
Yikes. Yikes.
Exactly. And then a lot of the other like shippers, the carriers, FedEx, UPS, etc. Now it's a rush delivery. You're spending some big bucks.
Some extra bucks.
Uh-huh.
Intern Nick has that worried look on his face like the stuff he's ordering for us he hasn't ordered yet.
I just remember last time when I was about to order something, it said $19 for shipping and it didn't get ordered.
Yeah, no. When you're ordering something that's like $10.99 and then the shipping is double that cost. That's a no.
Yeah.
He's a starving student. He doesn't have that kind of money.
Guess what?
What?
Shop local.
Exactly.
Although I understand if your family doesn't live here, like it's kind of hard, then just make it a New Year's present.
There it is. Buy local, ship it anyway, and when they get it,
Happy
get
New
it.
Year.
Could you ship Kabasi?
Oh, I'm sure. Where there's a will, there's a way.
This is next. Thank you so much for the texting. Someone wanted Bing's version, so there you have it.
Do you know what? I have not watched White Christmas yet this holiday season. I tend to say I've watched Love Actually. I've watched The Family Stone. Mm-hmm. I've watched The Holiday. I've watched about 10,000 different Hallmark movies. I watched this cute little one called Noel with like Penelope Cruz and Paul Walker, R.I.P.
I got nothing.
But I think tonight might be the White Christmas night and or Christmas Vacation.
Oh, you got to watch that.
I know, right?
It's so stupid, but it's so good
excellent.
Every time you watch. And Elf, the same way.
Why is the carpet wet, Todd? I don't know. I don't know, Margo.
I love Margo.
Oh, my God.
Margo's
I don't
actually,
know Margo.
My mom is a lot like Margo, actually.
Oh, jeez.
There you go. So, yeah. It's going to get me ready for visiting home for the holidays. We have one more BJ's gift certificate to give away. And
should we give it away now?
Yeah.
Let's
I mean,
do it.
We've been so busy with everything else.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
$20 to BJ's is up for grabs. Be caller number one on the Ford Fun Line right now. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
At Sioka Toys.
Especially the Christmas ones. Chad Evans is on the way next. Please don't pay attention to any of Chad's Christmas shopping tips. No, actually, they're quite funny.
I was going to say, although there is one thing that I disagree with. I was listening to him the other day, and he said that in the coal region, what Christmas means to him is ring bologna. It's all about the bologna. Which, okay, cool.
And he did throw in cheese. I can understand that.
Cheese and ring bologna.
But there's so much more.
I'm just gonna call him out for 2 seconds. What about the soupy?
What about the soupy?
What about the
pierogies?
What about the pierogi? What about the kielbasa?
From Kovalonics.
Right?
In Kendo.
Like, it's not Christmas time without some kielbasa. That's all I'm saying.
I was rushing around Christmas shopping yesterday, and he is urging guys to wait till Christmas Eve to shop. And I was like,
that's a bad idea.
Chad, you're getting us all in trouble.
Yeah, no.
Married or unmarried? or married, soon to be unmarried. That's because you waited until Christmas Eve.
Either way, this is the last weekend. And remember those deadlines, friends. Amazon Prime, Sunday, 2 p.m. That's all I'm saying.
Have a good shopping weekend, everyone. We'll see you Monday.